The cost of dental implants. Breaking down the numbers. Welcome to today's podcast. Today, we are talking about the cost of dental implants. The cost of dental implants depends on several factors. Dental implants can cost from $3,800 to $6,250, making this one of the most expensive ways to replace lost teeth. Dentures or bridges are more affordable, but they do not work for everyone, and come with significant downsides. The countless benefits of dental implants over other tooth replacement alternatives may have you convinced that this is the procedure for you. So, this episode is a guide to the cost factors to consider, and how to make implants more affordable. The factors influencing the cost of dental implants. The price range previously quoted is broad. The exact price someone will pay for this dentistry service depends on oral health, the type of implant, implant material durability, and the other factors we will soon talk about. The number of implants. The general cost mentioned above is for a single tooth implant. However, many people who need implants require more than one. For example, patients missing all their teeth need at least 6 implants to support an implant denture. 4 are needed to support an implant denture on the top row, while as few as 2 can anchor a bottom row implant denture. If you need full mouth dental implants, expect to pay $22,800 to more than $37,500. The exact cost will depend on the other factors that follow. Tooth location. Getting implants in some areas of the mouth is less expensive than others. For example, most dentists charge less for implant molars placed in the back of the mouth than implants in the front of the mouth. Location matters because of the skill and effort needed. It is more difficult to align the implant with the angle of the front jaw. Not all dentists have the expertise needed to place front implants either. You may have to schedule an appointment with a specialist, and as we will discuss later, higher-skilled dentists charge more for their services. Additional needed procedures. Some people get dental implants to fill in gaps left by missing adult teeth. Others may require an implant to replace a tooth lost to injury, gum disease, or tooth decay. There are also people who need implants but still have a tooth in the target area. In these cases, tooth extraction must come before the implant procedure, driving up the total cost. Another procedure that may be required is bone grafts. Patients who have had gum disease may not retain enough jawbone tissue for a successful implant. Bone grafting replaces this lost tissue, allowing people who would not traditionally be implant candidates to become eligible for the procedure. The dental implant type. There are 5 types of dental implants, each with their own unique costs. Traditional candidates can go with the more common procedure, and endosteal implants, which may come with a lower price tag than other types. Even when non-traditional patients get bone grafting and other procedures to replace jawbone tissue, they may still require special types of implants, such as subperiosteal or zygomatic implants. Individuals replacing an entire mouth or row of teeth will also require a different type of dental implant procedure, usually all-on-4, all-on-6, or mini-implants. Durability of material. Material impacts implant cost in the short and long term. Short-term costs include what you pay for the original implant and crown. The long-term cost is the price to replace components that wear out over time. The dental implant abutment, the screw drilled into the jawbone to anchor the artificial tooth, may consist of titanium, zirconia, or an alloy of the two. Zirconia is pricier, but more durable. Still, regardless of the material you choose, the implant should last a lifetime if you practice good oral hygiene. Some crowns can also last a lifetime, for example, zirconia. Though they come with higher price tags, other more affordable crown materials only last upwards of 15 years, meaning you must pay for a replacement in the long run. Other factors. This episode is an excellent starting point for understanding the cost of dental implants. However, prices still vary based on where you live in, and your chosen dental office. The factors going into regional variances in implant costs include but are not limited to following. Dentist skill. A highly skilled or specially certified implant dentist may charge more for their work. Demand. Dentistry offices in areas with high demand for dental implants may increase the price of this procedure. Where you live. Dentists living in cities with higher costs of living may charge more for their services. For these reasons, it is always best to schedule a consultation with an implant dentist near you. That way, you can get an exact estimate for your unique situation. How to afford the cost of dental implants? There is no denying that dental implants are expensive. The good news is that insurance, payment plans, and financing can help you afford the cost of this procedure. Insurance. Some dental insurance providers offer coverage for implants and associated procedures and services, like x-rays, anesthesia, etc. However, the implant must be required to improve the function or correct a functional impairment of your teeth. Even then, most insurers only cover up to 10% of the total cost. Payment plans. If insurance will not help cover the cost of dental implants, another option is a payment plan. Many dentists offer a low or no interest payment plans to help make dental care more affordable. Special discounts may also be available to reduce the total cost. Financing. A final option is to seek financing for dental implants. Dental offices and dental financing companies offer low interest plans to spread out the cost over time. That way, you can afford the dental services you need to improve your confidence with a healthier, more beautiful smile. Want more information? Visit the episode description online. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.